This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A passenger bus carrying dozens of members of a music troupe has fallen into a gorge in western India, killing at least 13 people, injuring 29. VOA's Marissa Melton has more details.
Police say the bus was on its way to Mumbai, India's financial capital, from Pune City, where the musicians held a performance. The exact cause of the crash was not immediately known. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed sorrow over the accident and announced monetary relief to the victims' families. Police say more than 110,000 people are killed every year in road accidents across India. Most accidents are blamed on reckless driving and poorly maintained roads. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Energy and environmental ministers of the group of seven wealthy nations have met in Japan, saying that there is an urgent need to end carbon emissions. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Meetings in the northern Japanese city of Sapporo are aimed at forging a consensus on the best way forward ahead of the G7 summit in Hiroshima in May. At one of the meetings, U.S. Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, said there are some benefits to finding a solution to climate change.
It's also an opportunity economically, a huge opportunity for our countries to achieve better health, better security, cleaner air.
At the G7 summit last year in Germany, the countries set a common goal of achieving a fully or predominantly decarbonized electricity supply by 2035. I'm Karen Chamas.
Sudan's military and a powerful paramilitary force battled fiercely Saturday in the capital and other areas, reportedly causing more than 200 deaths and injuries while dealing a new blow to hopes for a transition to democracy and raising fears of a wider conflict. The country